This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the hour on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm looking around my studio at all of the things here that make me think about what is going on. What do I want to say about things that have to do with family, the pictures, the images, the words that I use, and how do they work in your mind as I use the correct words or good words? Do they, in fact, draw a picture? Do you imagine things as I'm talking about? You know, there's certain words that do have impact, right? Maybe more than others. The word nuke, for example. What does that conjure up in your mind when I say nuke?
For me personally, normally it would be a nuclear bomb, but because I drove past a nuclear power plant recently, that was the immediate image that came in my mind, was a power plant.
Right. So I'm reading because of my affinity for what's going on at NASA and outer space stuff. We talk about it a lot. There is a proposal from the Rolls-Royce company. They are following up on development of nuclear power stations here, and most of the United States fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, the nuclear power plants are built by Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce makes the most airplane engines. Most of the big carriers use Rolls-Royce, like British Airways on their bigger planes, 777s. They are powered by Rolls-Royce. Maybe because it's an English company, but yeah, it's something that they have developed a lot of specialty sort of engines. And now they've been hired to build a micro nuclear reactor to be sent to the moon. This lunar reactor would increase how long humans can remain on the moon. And so Rolls-Royce has this agreement with the British equivalent of NASA, and they're going to take the next 2 years to study power and how it can be used in space. So I thought this is kind of interesting. The UK Space Agency announcing that they are already in development, actually, of a demonstrator to demonstrate how the nuclear reactor could provide electricity on the moon using this, you know, the nuclear stuff that comes from the sun, because the sun is just one big nuclear explosion. That's what it is. So anyway, I thought this was kind of
fascinating.
Yeah, right. And they're going to model it after the nuclear power plant that they have in submarines. So it sort of reminds me of The Hunt for Red October. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's one of the great movies of all time, frankly. Fabulous movie. And it talks about the nuclear power plant that the Russians developed supposedly for this particular submarine was untraceable. You could not hear it. And so you couldn't follow it, and therefore it could surprise attack. That was the whole story behind the story. At any rate, so speaking of this and what there is to see, again, I seem to be stuck on the NASA website, but that happens with me every once in a while. So pardon me for a theme or two or three today that focus now on the Mars Curiosity rover. Have you seen some of these striking pictures? Jay, we could post them, I suppose, on our website. Just go to the NASA website and see these images of a valley. This is the rover is in a valley, and the pictures are of, it looks like a sunrise. They've been able to program. This is another thing. Hello, mind-boggling. They can program this thing to go wherever. They have a map, right? There's, because of the extensive research, you send the satellites up, and they've got maps of Mars. So from the map, They look at the map and they have this device that sends signals to the Curiosity, and it sends it to where the people programming it want it to go. So within 3 seconds of it getting a command, or no, but within 3 seconds of the command being sent from the Earth to the rover on Mars, it moves in the direction we're sending it. Just think about that.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is so cool.
Think about it. It is. That shows you what the human mind... This is the good stuff. You know, the human mind, we'd like to think, works for the benefit of all mankind. And yet we have these problems because not all minds are in sync, I guess, in looking at the good side of stuff. But this is a stunning picture. You know, when you send a postcard, when you're on a trip and you send a postcard home of what the beach looks like... This could be a postcard from Mars, right? Matt Damon could have sent this picture when he was up there in the Martian, right? Martian photography.
Mm-hmm.
There are...
The sky in these photos, the sky. Because when we see the sun rising or the sun setting, there are different colors in our sky, but they blend more, blend together a little bit more, where it's not just kind of like a straight line of one color one side, one color the other side. And in these images on Mars, it is almost exactly like that. It is just like somebody almost cut two different photos together.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at... Camp Granada. Not quite. What would you call a camp on Mars? I can imagine that we will send children at some day, sometime. We'll go to camp on Mars. Right? Maybe even camp on the moon. Let's go to Camp Moon. Ready?
That'll like space camp. Exactly.
Yeah.
But now instead of pretending you are in these locations and simulating these locations, you are just going to straight up be at these locations.
Yeah, right. There it is. Okay. There are some women in the news that I want to talk about. May I have your attention, please? Story of a 76-year-old woman who was declared dead at a hospital. Guess what? She woke up in her coffin. There was a wake being held for this woman. Bella Montoya is the lady's name.
Yeah, I think
retired
they
nurse.
Didn't embalm her or something before the funeral service.
Right. She was brought to the hospital last Friday after suffering a cardiopulmonary, maybe like a stroke, I guess that's what it was like. She didn't respond to any resuscitation efforts, so doctor says, she's dead, get her out of here. So they bring her over to the funeral parlor, they get a death certificate, and so the funeral parlor has a wake. And as the wake is being held, the coffin starts to rattle. Let me out of here! More or less 20 people at the wake. And the coffin moving, making sounds. The woman is wrapped in sheets, but yet she's hitting the side of the coffin. And they open the coffin, and the body in there is breathing heavily. And there's a video of this, by the way. The open coffin in this room with a crucifix. This lady, Ms. Montoya, laid in the coffin wrapped in colorful blankets. And she's in there.
still severely needing medical assistance. And
she
took her back to the hospital. She's in the ICU.
Right.
But, oh my goodness. If I were at a funeral and all of a sudden something like that happened, my first thought would be like, oh my gosh, they're still alive. I'd be like, demons.
Mm-hmm.
Get a priest.
Right. Yep. There you go. All right. Let's see what else is from the Here You Go department. Former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue, his wife and three other people indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. There you go. Cedric Lodge of Goffstown, New Hampshire. This is what's in the Boston. You know, I tell you every once in a while, as I look around at things that are happening, I look at the two Boston newspapers because I'm close and the local newspapers. Well, here's something that's in the Boston papers. This fellow from Goffstown, New Hampshire, stealing dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School this scheme apparently has been going on since 2018. They've been stealing body parts without the school's knowledge or permission. Hello, when somebody gives your body to science and you start chopping them up, heads, brains, skin, bones to be used, they sell them for operations on people who are still alive. Right? And as a matter of fact, this is how bizarre this is. These people were allowing buyers to come into the morgue and look at the bodies and pick the pieces that they want to buy.
Window shopping at its finest.
Huh? Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, the bodies that are given to a medical school like this are obviously supposed to be used for education, teaching, research, that sort of thing. And when the teaching is all done and the cadavers have been used, they cremate them. And then they send the ashes back to the family. So now the school is having to, post the apologies for what is, as they describe it, an aberrant betrayal, morally reprehensible. So this guy's been fired. I would think there would be more than just firing him.
Charges should be brought. But here's the thing. Sometimes the body parts were transported by him, the Harvard Medical School morgue. He would take them. He would take them to the places. Other times he put them in the mail.
Well, it's pretty outrageous, but it's kind of funny, actually.
It's so disturbing.
The fact that they would have these people come into the morgue and look at the bodies that were there and say, okay, we'll sell you a hand for $1,000.
And he's like,
or you
can
have this eyeball.
Who's going to say what?
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's a guy from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. I was in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania the other day. Bought some remains from one of the people who stole them from the mortuary, and it was supposed to be cremated, but instead they were sold. Can you imagine? Just think about that. Selling a body part for $100,000. Oh, my God. All right, the world is crazy. It's 18 after.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-79.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, exercise your brain and your mind now as we continue on the Good Day program. 23 after the hour, it's social media time. Jay and I have some things to discuss with you that are really directly related to all of the social media items that are available. We certainly are always touting our Facebook and Instagram connections at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. I see Demi Lovato has been, this is on social media, and I guess that's why I grabbed this, Jay. The fact that she is starting to use her pronouns that she used before. She explains that they, them was exhausting. The whole damn thing, as far as I'm concerned, is exhausting.
Explaining it to people was what she found exhausting.
Yeah. Well, is it exhausting? I mean, it's a lot of work to understand. And I've asked this question 100 times and never really gotten a good answer. How did this start? Where did it start? By whom? What are people trying to have us know? Is it about gender neutrality? What is this about?
It could be. That could be a part of it. I personally don't know, but my guesstimation would be that it at some point stems from we've talked about this before, where sex, on the chromosome level, that's science. Gender is a societal norm, and then when you look at gender norms, men do this and act this way and dress this way. Women do this, act this way, and dress that way. And that's how it had been for so many decades and centuries prior. And then, maybe in the 60s or 70s, 50s? Who was the first one when women started wearing pants? And then you had World War II? When women went into the workforce because men had to go to war with
women,
World War I.
Women ran the workforce in America while soldiers, men were gone in service to the country. Men were in uniform and women were running factories and building things. That's when it happened.
Yeah,
World War II.
When it comes to gender norms, that's not exactly a science on a chromosome level. That is something that is just based on society and where you live. And I think at a certain point, some people just decide, or not decide, but they feel a certain way if they have a certain amount of masculinity in them, a certain amount of femininity, and what does it actually matter? He versus she versus him, her, they, them?
I don't know.
On a chromosome level, it makes sense. It's one thing. But in terms of gender norms, that's what society put on people. Do you feel like a he and a him because that's how you feel, or because society put that on you and there was never another option?
No, I feel like a he and a him because I have a penis and I have a brain that works like a man's brain, and I have muscle and body structure, although that doesn't necessarily anymore. There are a lot of women around today who have great muscular bodies that work on it the same as men do. I don't know that there's that people, when they, well, sometimes they think they, depending on whether they've taken drugs or not, look like a man. But there are plenty of very sexy men and women who maybe are not the norm. I guess what's sexy is in the eyes and mind of the beholder.
Absolutely. Well,
right?
For me, I go by Jay, which is a nickname, but it is a name typically for guys. And when I would be doing emails or anything with somebody where they don't see me or they don't hear my voice, they would typically think I was a guy, and I got a certain level of respect when people thought I was a man versus when they realized I was a woman.
Isn't that interesting? I would not have thought that.
And I went with it. I mean, joking around, I rolled with it.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating. All right. Here's another one from the same sort of focus on social media, although this is an individual experience that a TikToker had. He decided to fake his own death. And then I maybe should have done the story with a woman who was in the casket who was alive. This guy fakes his death, shows up at his own funeral to teach his family a lesson.
How sick is this family
that
dynamic?
Is sick. Right, exactly. So he has to die in order to be loved, it would seem. That's just, wow, that's a mind blower right there, thank you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-size hail were reported overnight throughout the Southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather, in the southeast and the eastern Gulf Coast.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lubricating your mind. I guess that's how we could equate this tune, Grease, because grease is a lubricator. Right? Everybody knows
it's
that?
It's the word.
It is the word. Everybody's heard about the word. This is talking. I just had a cookie. Excuse me. And I believe a bit of the chocolate has stuck in my craw. For a moment, you'll excuse me while I...
Well, cookies, especially chocolate chip cookies, are the breakfast of champions. I feel like they even have a cereal that is basically just little crunchy chocolate chip cookies. But I
Can't remember what it's called. Those Choco things, whatever they are?
Yeah.
Those?
Cookie Crisp, that's what it is.
Cookie, okay. Great. It's real health food for your child when you send them off to school. Let's have chocolate chip cookies and milk. That's basically what it is, right?
And milk is the healthiest part.
Right, that's for sure. All right. We have lessons to be learned here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, I suppose we could be the teachers of the air. there are specific things that happen when you call somebody on the phone and you talk to them. Do you have any recollection of being taught how to talk on the phone? Did your parents teach you how to speak on the phone?
How to answer the home phone? Yes.
Yeah. What did they teach you to do?
You answer and you say hello,
Global
residents.
Uh-huh.
And if they are asking for somebody else, you say yes, one moment, please, or hold on, please.
Yeah, that's good. Do you smile when you talk on the phone? Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror when you were talking on the phone? If you do.
Well, back in the day, I feel like they used to say smile when you answer the phone because you can hear it in your voice.
Yes, you can. It makes your voice, when you're smiling, it makes your voice sound different, and people can hear it on the other end of the phone. When they know you're smiling, I think they respond better to you, don't you?
A lot better.
Somebody that sounds like they're smiling?
If I'm calling somebody in and you can hear the smile in their voice when they pick up, yes. And it's very different when you call someone and they answer the phone, what?
Right. What do you want?
Have you ever called a business and they answer the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or they answer, I hate when they answer hello. I loathe when they answer hello. I should say that rather than hey. I loathe when they answer hello. Because then I look back at my phone. I'm like, did I dial the wrong number? And I reached a residence instead of a place of business?
Yeah. Welcome to Verizon. They're the one. They're great at that. But, you know, they're like doing you a big favor to even talk to you. Because I work for Verizon. I don't have to talk to you. Right. All right, so I offer that because a lot of times when people are calling our line here, 855-999-DOUG, I feel like they don't really know how to talk. It's single dimension because we're not answering the phone. We're allowing you or encouraging you to speak your piece without having to engage in a conversation. Maybe we should do some of these calls, James, live. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. That's where the calls come in when you dial 855-999-3684. Here's an example of a conversation that someone had with us about the Bud Light controversy.
Yeah, I got a concern or what have you, or it just boggles my mind how people are boycotting Bud Light. But Budweiser owns so many more products than just Bud Light. Budweiser, Mich Ultra, Stella, Firestone Walker. You know, if they want to boycott Budweiser or Bud Light, well, boycott Budweiser, which is look at their product line and see what they own, because they own a lot more than just Bud Light. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't even understand why there's a controversy. Do you?
Hater.
Honestly, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's all about negative. It's craziness. What in the world? Why would you? But the stock of Anheuser-Busch went down the value of it $15 billion because of this nonsense. $15 billion. For what reason? That's the question I have. What is the reason?
Well, and it definitely goes to show how many people there are out there that truly just hate people based on a disagreement of how we live our lives.
Yep. It's not manly to drink Bud Light anymore. Father's Day is just around the corner. So earlier this week, we played the Father's Day match game, asking you and sort of reiterating this because it might be a nice exercise to have on Sunday when you're with your dad. What's your father's favorite movie? What's his favorite television program? Great conversation. For those of you who find it hard to talk to your fathers for whatever the reason, and let's face it, there are people who have a tough time talking to their dads. Most of the time that's brought about by the fathers being kind of a stick in the mud or not really knowing how to communicate for whatever the reason. I think what brings it about, in my experience, if you have a tough time relating to your children or to your spouse, it's because you don't understand what fathering is all about or being a husband is all about. Fear. People, men who fear becoming fathers, men, people who fear becoming husbands, There's sort of an expectation, and I think men create this on their own. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, Jay, that they're supposed to be perfect. I know that oftentimes I have felt, in terms of my own fathering of my children, there were times when my children put me in a position of feeling less than adequate when they were younger. And then the talk about perfection, it wasn't, the word wasn't used, but that was what, you know, what's the perfect father? I don't know. I think it has to do with what people discern as perfection. And so if you think your father needs to be perfect, you're probably not looking at it the right way, because there's no, you're not perfect, nor is your father, nor is your mother. Maybe you think that they're the perfect, and maybe they are for you, but they're far from perfect. And that's not the way that, I don't think, anyway.
Well, no, and you ask children what they remember from different things, and more often than not, it's whether or not they showed up and playing with them. You ask any child who just went on vacation with their family what their favorite part was, and it's 9 times out of 10 going to be something along the lines of mommy or daddy played with me, mommy and daddy played with me. It's mm-hmm. something along that. It always comes down to the quality time.
Yep.
And the attention.
So if I said to you, Jay, what's the best thing your father ever taught you, what would you tell me?
Oh, to pinpoint one lesson? I don't know. He's taught me so many things. Don't brag on yourself, because anything brag-worthy, someone else will brag for you.
That's very good.
If you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room immediately.
That's perfect. I like that.
Oh, and treat everybody as equal, because no matter who people are or what people do for a living, we are all the same down deep to our core.
So maybe another way of asking this question, this is an exercise, obviously, for everybody that's listening. This is why we're doing it. Another way of asking that question is, what's the greatest gift your father ever gave to you? Is it a teachable moment? Is it something to do with your sisters?
Life lessons,
yeah.
What about you, Doug?
In what regard, Jay?
What is the best lesson your father has ever taught you?
My father was a distant guy, and he didn't have and I don't mean to sound negative. He taught me how to not do stuff. Does that make sense? But I didn't know it at the time. We mimic our parents, and so early on, I don't know that I connected with my father particularly. There were times that we connected and times that we didn't. He was an orphan. He didn't have a clue about relationships, whether it be to his wife, my mother, or to us. But maybe that's true of all of us. We don't have, there's no book that teaches us how to be a father or how to be a parent. I think that he tried as best he could to under. He was very confused by the role, I think, and so it was. I don't know. I mean, I get emotional when I think about it, but then when you ask me the question that way, I can't come up with one thing. He taught me how to shake hands and be sincere that way. Matter of fact, I said that to a friend of mine. I had a meeting with a couple last night, and the wife has a very firm handshake. And I did talk about my father teaching me how he felt it was a sign of sincerity that if you shake hands firmly, then you mean it and you're a person of your word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, ask me, I'm digging around in my mind for things that I remember. But I was taught how to drive. I mean, most of my lessons in life were on the farm. And my father didn't have a connection to the farm. He had a connection to athletics and stuff. He played professional baseball, professional football. He was a boxer. He was a lot of things that I never related to. He didn't understand my love of the farm, gardening. He didn't understand my connection to tractors. Because he didn't have any connection to them himself. I get that. I had a contest once when I was was Cincinnati. I can't remember where I did this, but I saved a letter. I had a contest looking for the greatest dad in America. So it must have been, and I'm looking at this letter that came from New Bern, North Carolina. The lady's name was Linda Williams. I wonder, I wrote on the note that she sent me a wonderful, wonderful creation. She writes, I've never known what it was like not to have the peace of mind that I have, the safe, clean home that I came home to every day. I was welcomed at home. I always had paper and pencil and lunch money. I had birthday celebrations, Christmas presents, and stockings. I had a beaming face in the audience. My father was always so proud of me. He was there at the science fair. He bought me a cowgirl suit. He always gave me a ride home. He read to me. He comforted me when I was sick. When I wanted to go to camp, he said, what camp do you want to go to? When I wanted to go to the movies, my father said, what movie do you want to go see? When I wanted to go to college, my father wanted to know, what college did I want to go there? My father expected me to do my best, to do my fair share of what needs to be done, and to acknowledge that there is something greater than me. And I was, because of that, very proud of my dad. So I nominate him for the Best Dad in the World contest because he always worked very hard to make sure that things that I needed were provided for me, and that included love. He loved me without reservation. He knew about what eternal life was, and he taught me about that. And so, and you can hear in my voice the emotion. This is, and I remember this is 1994.
Oh, wow.
Father's Day, 1994, this letter was written to me. So maybe that's a way of thinking about Father's Day. Think about your dad. Father's Day is coming up. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day. For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle, plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in 30DOUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite gift package. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes, it's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer, causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines, It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right. So a word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you get people around you, that's a big help. After you've suffered from some of these horrible things that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 BC in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the melting pot of information, I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been Flag Week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, the fast food revolution, diabetes and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking, apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. There are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes, and to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes. But exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements to get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something that I guess you go back to dancing. That could get you, depending on what you're, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath. But if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And then whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, and but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
Joking.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour. Good day.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.